This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. Of Afghan first applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
Flights out of Afghanistan for SIV applicants who are already in the pipeline will begin in the last week of July and will continue. And our objective is to get individuals who are eligible relocated out of the country in advance of the removal of the withdrawal of troops at the end of August.
President Joe Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers in both parties to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers before next month's U.S. troop withdrawal. The evacuation planning could potentially affect tens of thousands of Afghans. Afghanistan's Taliban claimed Wednesday to have overrun a strategic border post with Pakistan, the latest in a series of key border crossings to come under their control in recent weeks. A Taliban spokesman tweeted a video of Taliban fighters in Spin Buldak in southwestern Afghanistan, a major border crossing with Pakistan. On the Pakistani side at Shaman, residents reported seeing the Taliban signature white flag and Taliban fighters in vehicles driving in the area. An Afghan government official from southern Kandahar province, where Spin Buldak is located, denied the Taliban had taken control. The Taliban have in recent weeks taken a string of major Afghan border crossings, including with Iran, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. drug overdose deaths hit a record in 2020. AP's Jennifer King explains.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released an estimate over 2019. The nation was already struggling with an opioid epidemic, and experts say lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monnett is an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse University. She says what's really driving the surge in overdoses is an increasingly poisoned drug supply contaminated with fentanyl. She says her research found increased deaths were more likely to be people who had already been struggling with addiction, along with nearly 380,000 deaths attributed to COVID-19, the overdoses contributed to what is overall the deadliest year in U.S. history. I'm Jennifer King.
The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the new number of cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Confirmed infections climbed to an average of about 23,600 per day on Monday. That's up 11,300 on June 23rd, according to Johns Hopkins University data. All but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that their case numbers have gone up over the past 2 weeks. The British government plans to end prosecutions for Northern Ireland Troubles crimes. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Officials want to introduce a statute of limitations for alleged crimes committed during decades of violence in Northern Ireland. The move would end prosecutions for killings committed by both British soldiers and members of militant groups. The country's Northern Ireland secretary has told lawmakers the statute would apply equally to all Troubles-related incidents. More than 3,500 people died during three decades of violence known as the Troubles, most of them civilians. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Lawlessness continued in parts of South Africa Wednesday in unrest sparked by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma that has spiraled into days of looting in two of the country's nine provinces. South African police say 72 people have been killed and more than 1,200 have been arrested in waves of rioting that have hit the country since Zuma's arrest. Last week, Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court for refusing to comply with a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry that's investigating allegations of corruption while he was president. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.